Welcome to the Offshore Fishing Report, presented by Angler News SA, South Africa's first fishing podcast series, to bring you the latest reports, hot or not, from Sadwana to Namibia. Here's your host, Vinesh Sugreem, and this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.
Hey South Africa, welcome to another Answer Fishing Report. As mentioned, I am your host, Vanessa Green, and this show is broadcasted on the 15th of April 2022. Now, this week we have a mixed bag of reports, as you are well aware of the devastating floods in KZN. I would like to kick off the show by passing on our sincere sympathies from all my correspondents and I to everyone in KZN for all that we have been through this past week. Now, I must say, as a community, we have pulled our weight together and supported one another, which is amazing to see. As we all know, this past week's storm has caused havoc on our KZN coastline, and not just our coastline, but to our homes as well. I would like to just say, KZN, as a Durban boy myself, we will get through the storm. So let's kick off the show. As we know, it is going to be another wet weekend in KZN, and this past week has not given us much to report on. However, Cape area, well, that has certainly picked up. The last few weeks, fishing hasn't been all that good, and I will be reporting through our correspondents that it is on the up and up. So starting off in KZN, guys, after this week's horrific storm, no one has been out fishing. However, prior to that, the fishing was really good. In fact, we've had some pretty good reports with kuta, tuna, snook, and the bottom fishing being really quite fantastic. But this week, nobody has been out. However, after chatting to a few tackle stores along the KZN coastline, moving on from Durban to the lower south coast, although the water is chocolate brown at the moment, if you can get past that 2 kilometer water line, the fishing is said to be very, very good. But what we must note, guys, is that there is a lot of debris in the water. There's a lot of bamboo floating around. There's a lot of trees, massive amounts of rubbish that's out there. So the debris caused in the water is going to be really difficult and tricky conditions. So if the weather does permit it, if your skibo club does permit it, by all means, get out there, because there's still said to be fishing that's going on. And there has been reports from the tackle stores in the South Coast that there is still bait being sold. So guys are out there, they are braving the storm. One thing we gotta commend is that a fisherman is the most optimistic person out there. So if there's an opportunity to get out, we will be going out and fishing. But it must be noted that this weekend is going to be a wet one on the KZN coastline. Unfortunately, all in all, I don't have much to report for KZN, apart from being safe, and most importantly, if you are visiting KZN, let's get together as a community the way we have in our residential areas. Let's get those beaches cleaned up. So get some black bags, go out there, pick up some litter, and get those black bags above the high water line, because that is going to just assist in our guys that are cleaning up the beaches to make life easier, which means if they clean it up sooner, we can fish sooner. So guys, let's get together and keep those fishing areas tidy. Let's pick up that rubbish wherever we can. Let's not wait for a group or an organization to tell us there's a beach cleanup. Let's just, you know, you got a moment, go down and let's assist wherever we can. So all in all, if we are not fishing, we can always be talking fishing. We can pop into our local tackle stores, support the guys that are open this weekend, speak to them about the conditions that are coming up, or speak to them about their predictions, speak to them about what they foresee with the winter fishing that's on our doorstep. And why not clean up those tackle boxes? Why not clean up the boats? Why not make some traces? Because the fishing is bound to get better. I know I've mentioned there is nothing much to report on the KZN coastline. However, every cloud has a silver lining. So we have on the north coast some good news from St. Lucia, where the river mouth is officially open. I have a report from Mr. Jeff Ashwood from Fat Bike Fishing Tours, and he's based in St. Lucia, and he has been following the opening of the St. Lucia mouth. And during the course of the week, he was crossing fingers, he was hoping that we would have enough water coming through with these storms to finally open the river mouth. And guess what? It pretty much has. This was his report on Wednesday evening. And of course, I've got further updates on Thursday. But this is what Jeff had to say on Wednesday evening about St. Lucia.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from St. Lucia giving your weekly deep sea report. First of all, I just want to say that all my thoughts and prayers go out to all of those who have been affected by the floods. Back to the fishing. Yeah, we had a ladies' comp over the weekend. Winning boat there was Maverick, and second came Ocean Commotion and Free Spirit. The weather conditions weren't great, but by the sounds of things, everybody had loads and loads of fun. Conditions are not great at the moment, and then obviously you guys know about all the bad weather, but the restaurant system is filled up a lot, and there's a small possibility that it might open, but people need to understand that it's a massive surface area that needs to fill up with lots and lots of water. So the guys haven't been going out to sea as a result of the big seas and the heavy rains. So until the next fish, folks, be safe.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Now, guys, I must say, this report from Jeff was on Wednesday evening, but on Thursday, wow, what a turnaround of events. So the river mouth did eventually open. It is such a beautiful sight to see. Jeff has some fantastic footage on his Facebook pages. Go onto Fat Bike on Facebook and you will find, sorry, that's Fat Bike St. Lucia. And you will find this amazing footage of St. Lucia River Mouth open. It is something that we have waited for many years. And it is finally there and it looks absolutely fantastic. So that is some good news out of St. Lucia. Richards Bay and in Tanzini, Belitos and Kwazi, Durban Beach. Guys, the storm has caused absolute chaos on our coastline. It is so full of debris. It is not even funny. But we do have Mr. Brad Krubler, and you got to listen to this report because it, with all that's been going on, with all the mess that's been going on, Brad has something absolutely fantastic to say.
Right, guys, the fishing report for this week just gone. Well, guys, as we might know, we've had a bit of rain, but the fish have still been on the bite, especially if you're targeting the odd oil tanker. So go off there with Durban Blue Lagoon area, run a deep diving Rapala or a nice popper. Throw it the big shiny tanker and hopefully you can hook it. Shad going wild along the N2. Yeah, guys, just watch out. There's a severe current running south to north. Barbel everywhere. So if you guys want to go catch some freshwater barbel, Durban's the place to be.
Thank you so much, Brad. I absolutely love it. With all that's been going on, we really needed some of that humor out there. But guys, this is Brad on a more serious note.
Okay guys, Brad here from the Durban side of fishing. As we all aware, we've had rain and quite a bit of it. The sea is in a terrible, terrible state at the moment. Fishing is not going to happen for the next couple of days. So guys, instead of going down to the beach to go catch a fish or jump on your boat and go out, let's all get together, get onto the beaches, take a black bag or two, fill it up with as much rubbish as you can. Leave it above the high water mark. I'm sure the people who are cleaning the beaches will appreciate it. It will be removed. In the harbour at the moment, it is catastrophically bad. There are trees and mud and reeds and all sorts of plastic. So the guys who are on the ski boats, let's get into the harbour. Let's clean that up. The more people doing it, the quicker it will be.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. I could not have said it any better myself. Guys, so the rest of the coastline is pretty much the same. Scottsboro, Park Rennie, Rocky Bay, Margate, Shelly Beach, Port Shepstone, it is all really pretty much the same. Some serious chocolate brown water throughout our entire KZN coastline. I've got Mr. Yan from Lucky Sands Fishing Charters, and he's pretty much reiterating the same thing. So here is Yan with his report of Margate this past week.
Good day all. It's Yan from Lucky Sands Charters at Shelly Beach. As you know, by now, adverse weather has kept us ashore. Heavy rains opened all the river mouths. The water was dirty as far as the eye could see. It started clearing today, Wednesday, and we hope to be heading to sea on Thursday. We will be watching out for logs and debris. And the weather seems to be normalizing from Sunday, and next week looks very prosperous. Needless to say, St. Mike's and Ivongo have no beaches left. Enjoy the fishing.
Thank you so much for that, Yan. Fantastic report. Good to know that we can look forward to some fishing in the week coming up. So, guys, we will be bringing you an update of the KZN report next week, as we always do, with how the conditions has changed and how much the beaches have been cleared up. Now, moving on to Eastern Cape, where there has been a bit of rain. However, there has also been some fishing that's still been going on. And to start that off, we have John from East London Ski Boat Club, who's got our report and a very fantastic detailed report as always. Here is John.
Morning, Vinesh. A report for the East London area for the past weekend. As we all know, there was huge rain around and unfortunately, not such happy news for the Natal side of things, where lots of flooding occurred and conditions obviously weren't very good. On the East London side, there was lots of rain as well, but not flooding as such. And Gnubi Marine Club had their annual 43rd Gnubi Marine Club Interclub, and 13 teams participated in this. Ranging from a team from Durban, a team from Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, and then quite a few local teams from the various deep sea angling clubs locally. Friday conditions weren't very good. The offshore westerly was blowing quite strong. There was a lot of rain around, and they called the competition on because the shallow conditions were fairly good and safe. But a lot of boats ventured deep. Offshore, on the shelf, that there was nice warm water. The temperature was around about 25 degrees. I managed to trawl for over an hour, but no game fish were around, absolutely nothing, which was disappointing, as there were a lot of flying fish around and a lot of tunny birds. So we were expecting to get up a game fish or two, but nothing happened. And also, unfortunately, conditions were very rough out there. Apart from the rain, there were 3.5 meter swells, the wind was howling westerly, and also the coppers and also the other deep sea fish like the Miss Lucy's, the butterfish, the carpenters, etc., all were off the bite. Nothing really was feeding. We persisted out there for 4 hours. A lot of boats were out there and nobody was really reporting any catches. I think only one red steenbrass of around 14 kilograms was caught, and another one was caught pretty shallow but got taken halfway up by quite a big shark, and only the head got to the boat. Anyway, a lot of the boats ventured in shallow at around about lunchtime because lines up was at 3 p.m. And the shallow fishing was quite good. The temperature of the water was around about 19 degrees. Conditions were a lot better, and a lot of the shallower fish were caught. There were a few Scotties caught, some soldiers, some punsies or black steenbrass, as we call them in our area, and also some dacharat, etc. So fishing in the shallows was much better on the inside than on the deeper end or on the shelf. There were 13 teams, as I said, and then on Saturday the competition was called on again, and conditions on the shelf actually worsened. The wind had swung around to an easterly and the sea was very rough, and only two or three of the bigger boats ventured deep, and again a lot of the deep fish had weren't feeding at all, and all three of those boats by 10 o'clock were back in the shallows. The shallows again produced good fish. My boat, I was skippering We managed to get, our team on the boat managed to get six species, and which moved me up nicely in the rankings. And lots of the shallow boats caught cob, punsies, scotties, dacherat, soldiers, and all the various shallow species of fish. Even some Englishmen were caught, and conditions were much better on the inside. Anyway, coming to the competition, out of the 13 teams at the prize giving on Saturday afternoon, Sunday was an absolute blowout, heavy rain, heavy wind. So at the prize giving on Saturday, the top team was the Port Elizabeth Deep Sea Angling Club, followed by Colega Ski Boat Club men's team, Christmas Rock ladies team, Christmas Rock men's team, and then in very close fourth, the the Colega Ski Boat Club ladies team. So well done to all those anglers, and we hope that conditions improve for them so that next year they can have a much better competition. Yeah, Vinesh, looking forward to this weekend, long weekend, our Easter weekend, not looking too hot, the weather, lots and lots and lots of rain around, as we've seen the floods, as I mentioned, and lots of rain for East London as well. Friday, very heavy rain predicted, westerlies blowing of 30 to 40 kilometres and rough seas of 2.5 metres, so not ideal conditions. I don't think any boats will be going out. Saturday, however, conditions improve a lot. The wind swings around to a northeasterly, still pretty big swells, but very little wind. And I think most of the boats should take advantage of Saturday. And conditions look good offshore as well as shallow. Sunday, again, still a northeasterly, but conditions starting to get a lot worse. Offshore blowing quite strong, 30 to 40 kilometers an hour. Still pretty big swells, so I don't think many, and some rain around in the morning, so I don't know if many people will be out fishing. And then Monday, the wind swings from the northeasterly to a southwesterly, around about 20 to 30 kilometers an hour. So is fishable, but probably not unpleasant. So people wishing to fish offshore this weekend in the East London area, I think Saturday will be the day to go out. As I always say to all the people, please check your local weather forecast before launching, as conditions change all the time and forecasts remain forecasts. Guys, please keep safe and enjoy the long weekend.
Thank you so much for that, John. We truly appreciate it. What a fantastic and detailed report. You are an absolute legend on this podcast series. We are honored to have you as a contributor on our show. Guys, now moving on to Port Alfred, where fishing conditions as well, lots of rain. In fact, buckets of rain. However, there has been a few boats that's been out, and reports of cob has been coming out in the area. Now, Port Elizabeth, we have Lando, our other weekly contributor, who has some news for us. And this is what Lando had to say.
Yeah, hi, guys. This is from P to like Cape St. Francis area. Yeah, the P area, listen, we have had some bad weather, but the guys have managed to get a few days out. And the guys have been working around the harbour walls, and they've been getting a couple of lairies on spoon and plug. And then they've also been getting quite a lot of elf. The elf have been nice size. I mean, they're all from, I'd say, 1.5 kilos to around about 3 kilos. So there's been some good fish around. And then on the Cape St. Francis area, the guys had a competition there. I think it was one of the youngsters' competitions there. And they got some nice 6 to 8 kilo keelback. They said they've been quite thick there on certain days, weather permitting. But the guys that have put the effort in and gone out looking for fish, they've been getting some fish down that area. But then hopefully now there was the Tuna Classic the other day. They had to cancel it because of the weather. But the guys are maybe looking forward to maybe in the next couple of days looking to go look for tuna out here, go do some trolling, do some bait fishing for tuna. But the Tuna Classic's been moved, I think, just towards the end of April. So hopefully the guys are going to look for some tuna before then. But yeah, so if the guys get a gap and the conditions are going to be all right, the guys are going to hit the reefs, they're going to do some trolling for bonito. So yeah, if we can just get some decent weather this Easter weekend, the guys will catch some fish. Okay, lekker guys, have a good one. Cheers, bye.
Thank you so much for that, Lando. What a fantastic report. I'm glad to hear the fish is on the bite in your area. So guys, now moving on to your next few areas: Jeffreys Bay, Mossel Bay, Plettenberg Bay, Straits Bay, Still Bay, Cairns Bay, and Hermanus. Well, we have Michelle from Hermanus. She also touches on Betty's Bay, where she's got a report of what's been going on in the area for this past week.
Good morning, Vinesh. Good morning, everyone. So it has been a little bit more quiet the last month or so than what we used to, but it seems like there are some fish coming out in Straits Bay and in Hermanus South and in Betty's Bay, at the Tama. So everywhere there's something coming out. Kobe, Steenbras, Hollyon, something, even if it's just a spotted gully or some other shark, but there is a little bit more action than there was last about a month now. So yeah, it's more of a take a chance and have fun. Maybe you'll get lucky. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you so much for that, Michelle. I love it. Take a chance and you'll be lucky. Well, that's us, guys. We are anglers and we are optimistic. As long as we got a rod in the water, we believe it is going to bend very, very soon. Now, moving on to Somerset West, where we've got a report from my friend Rudy with what's been going on in his part of the woods.
Hi, how's it? I've got some news for you. Monday and Tuesday, The big boats had opportunity to run out to the deep. Quite a couple of yellowfin and longfin tuna that's been caught. The fish are very good, the offshore fish. You know, the yellowfin and the longfin are full up on the outside. There was a couple of yellowtail at Cape Point that came out, and up at the west coast, I'm not too sure where exactly, the snooker also slowly starting to show. They're not shoals yet, but they are slowly coming in. But yeah, next week there's another opportunity. I think Tuesday is a good day for the boats to run out to the deep again. But it's good news to hear that the tuna are out there, and there's quite a couple around. So yeah.
Thank you so much for that, Rudy. So glad you managed to get some fish on and, come through with a report for this week. So, guys, now off to Hout Bay, where we've got Sean. And Sean has a fantastic report. In fact, he sent me some footage and I was jaw-dropped. I promise you, the tuna that is coming out has been absolutely phenomenal. Here is Sean with a report of Hout Bay this past week.
Hey, morning all. Sean here from Hooked on Africa in Hout Bay. Yeah, the fishing's been on fire. We've been out the last 3 days and the tuna have been absolutely on fire. All the fish over 65 kilos and upwards, up to a lot in the 70s and 80s. Quality fish. Had a fantastic week of fishing here. Sadly, the Cape doctor's back from today and it's going to blow right through till next week, probably Wednesday. That's going to put paid to any sort of crayfishing with the boats this weekend, because it looks like gales as well. Crayfish season is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not Monday. So yeah, anyway, all the best. We'll chat to you next week, tight lines, and we will speak next week.
Thank you so much for that, Sean. If this week was anything to go by, I can't wait to see what you send me next week. So guys, now rounding off in the Cape Town area, our friend Linton Nocky has a bit of a report. And Linton is a guy who's always got his ears on the ground throughout the entire Cape coastline. And this week, the fishing has been quite good. This is what Linton had to say about Cape Town and his surrounding areas.
I heard that some of the charter boats went out to the deep and got a couple of nice yellowfin. There was snook on the west coast, which is Parcel Dunaway, going right up. And the guys who caught snook were selling it off the boats to the hawkers at 180 rand per fish. Macassar side, once again, producing Hollyon and more Hollyon. A couple of cobbies coming out here and there. And As for Langebaan Lagoon, I know that there's a couple of white stump.
Thank you so much for that, Linton. I'm glad the fish has been coming out. The rods has been bending. That is fantastic to hear. So guys, to round off this week's show, we are in Namibia, where once again, nothing much has changed. Cob, cob, and cob. That's all that's been reported on from our correspondents in the area. So guys, that rounds off this week's fishing report. I hope it was good for you to get you on the fish. Well, that's on the Western Cape more than anything else. KZN, well, it's another wet weekend. Let's hope the devastation is over. We can live with a bit of rain, but with the rest of it, not so much. It looks like it's going to be a little while before we get out there again. But we will be back. We'll be back next week to tell you how our beaches has cleared up. Has the St. Lucia River mouth produced a bit more fish? Are we able to get out? We will let you know, as well as every other report. And we can always trust our correspondents to bring us the latest news to get us onto the right fishing spots. Guys, as always, this is Angler News South Africa, South Africa's first fishing podcast series. And wherever you are listening to this, please hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button, and comment. Let us know what you feel, what your catches are, what you want to hear about, areas that we are not possibly touching on. We try to cover it all and try to bring you the best possible results to make sure you get on the right fishing spot. But we need to hear from you, so make sure you get in touch with us. Guys, once again, this show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Please give them a call, because not only do they cover your personal watercrafts, they will also cover your home and vehicle and personal insurance as well. And it's always great to support those that support you. So guys, once again, McChrystal Insurance Brokers. For the Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember to respect your bag limits and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by McChrystal Insurance Brokers. Are you looking to save on your marine insurance? Well then, McChrystal Insurance Brokers are your complete resource for all your marine insurance needs. They offer affordable plans for almost every type of boat, yacht, or personal watercraft. Give them a call on 0860-222-552 to start building your policy with a boat insurance quote today. McChrystal Insurance will ensure your freedom to play.